Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, we're back. Marks and Race. As the Levi's continue, this morning it was the Flyers. And I know Jack was very happy that Claude Giroux was the best Flyer. Since
it was about time he got some recognition.
Yes,
you were. Underappreciated athlete in the city.
Who was in that category?
I don't even know.
Some Desjardins. Keith Primo.
Giroux, I mean, listen, Giroux.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I guess he deserved it.
Yeah.
The best manager / coach to win it.
Who got that?
Charlie Manuel.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? I was surprised. First of all, Jay Wright should have won the category, which he didn't. That's a whole different story. But he beat out Andy Reid.
Okay, yeah.
Even though Andy didn't win a Super Bowl. And Doug. Doug came in fourth.
Oh, that's Cody. Hey,
I'm out.
Charlie won.
It was disrespectful.
Jay Wright two. Andy three.
How did Doug come in fourth?
I will have something on my face for sure.
He won the Super Bowl. That's unbelievable. Well, I tell you.
So we are giving away the Levi for the draft steal of the 2000s. Here are your nominees.
The WIP Awards. And the nominees for draft steal of the 2000s. Brian Westbrook, third round pick in 2002. Shane Victorino, 2004 Rule 5 draft. Jason Kelce, sixth round pick in 2011. Nick Foles, a third-round pick in 2012. Oscar Lindblom, fifth-round pick in 2014. And Joel Embiid, third overall pick in 2014.
All right, and as I unseal this here, the Levi goes to Jason Kelce.
Okay.
Kelce won with 58% of the vote. Westbrook finished second with 33. Victorino third.
Yeah, that makes sense. Jason Kelce, sixth-round pick. I have no idea how Joel Embiid even got in that category. Stop it, Spike. Really, the number three overall pick, the draft steal?
Oh, yeah, what's a steal? He should have went first. Look at the guys ahead of him.
All right. Anyway, Jason Kelce is a sixth-round pick. Nice selection. We know – And the fact that Jason Kelce had a lot of adversity, he had to fight through, reestablished himself as a premier player in this league, and was obviously one of the forces behind the 2017 World Champions. Super Bowl champions, that is.
Some clown named Mike Lombardi.
And like you said, he had to reestablish himself. He could have been had by pretty much everybody in the league for a mid-round draft pick if they would have done it. And then he comes back and kind of becomes the anchor of the offensive line that wins the Super Bowl.
And I don't think he was an Eagles Hall of Famer prior to that year.
Well, now he is.
I mean, he certainly is. Now, even potentially a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Well, I mean, Kelce is a great choice, and I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
with the selection
of that group, only Embiid as an individual. And when we're talking about Jason Kelce as a potential Pro Football Hall of Famer, nobody else on that list is going anywhere near their Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's
except for Embiid. If he has a long way to go.
Right, but where we are right now, he's the closest in the conversation. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Like I voted Brian Westbrook in this.
B-West?
I always felt like that he, in the third round, was a steal in what he could do, right?
But he was only a third-round pick because he went to Villanova.
Right.
He was easily a second-round pick, easily.
At least, yeah, right. And Andy knew him from being here, and he said, I'm going to make sure I get him. And he was such a good player. He was such a well-rounded player. That's who my vote was for. He was the steal. And by the way, Nick Foles should also be considered stronger on this list.
Yeah, but is he a steal, though? Like, he's a backup quarterback in the third round. I mean, that's not really a steal.
Pro Bowl MVP, Super Bowl MVP. Steal.
Yeah, it's not a steal. Nice. I think it's right about fair for Folesy.
Shut up, Jack.
I mean, Victorino.
Victorino is absolutely a steal.
Because the Rule 5 draft's not even the actual draft, you know? That's like the
Rule 5 draft.
Thing.
Right. Who's the biggest Rule 5 drafty in is it Johan Santana?
Yes.
In Major League history? So Shane was a huge part of the Phillies' success during that.
Okay, I don't listen. Jason Kelce is a six-round draft pick. Not many six-round draft picks that are centers, that are undersized, turn out to be the caliber of player that Jason Kelce turned out to
be. Do the Eagles win the Super Bowl if they trade Kelce that offseason?
No.
Didn't
I tell you yesterday they needed every last player on that team?
I'll co-sign that.
They needed every last one of them.
Even Rick Lovato.
Yes.
Even him.
Every last one of them.
All right, well, there you go. Another Levi given away. Jason Kelce, congratulations. You get your Levi.
There you go, Kelce.
There you go. And we'll continue doing this all week. Each show gives out a Levi, and we'll do ours again tomorrow at 2:45.
Come on, man. And he gave the greatest parade championship speech in the history of parade championship speeches.
Well, let's be honest. If he doesn't do that, I don't know if it's not 58% of it, but it.
Well, I mean, his play helps too.
Okay. All right. Say so. Dressing up like a mummer and getting all the drops certainly helps.
That certainly helps
his visibility in the WIP awards.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Zach. Zach's in Voorhees, New Jersey. Hi, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, Zach?
Zachary.
All right. So, first of all, Tiger, man, I hope he's all right. You hate hearing that. For sure, you hate hearing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we agree. What's
up? Yeah, so, but I want to talk about the Eagles for a second. And we definitely cannot take a quarterback at six. We cannot take a quarterback. First of all, Jack, I know you're Tommy down the shore. I'm just putting that out there real quick.
Not Tommy down the shore.
He's not.
I know
actually.
You're Tommy down the shore, so I'm just saying that.
This is another conspiracy that Chuck from Mount Airy is a fake character and Jack is Tommy down the shore.
Right.
No one else gets an intro on this show besides Tommy down the shore. You're the producer. I don't know. And he's never talking when Tommy down the shore is on the line.
That's true.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
That's fair. I like that detective work. I didn't even think about that. No one gets an intro on the show, but Tommy, that's true.
That's him.
Let's relax, Zach.
So, first of all, we only saw Jalen Hurts in three games. And in those three games, he looked pretty good. I mean, I know in that third game versus the Cowboys, they started giving him a little bit of pressure. He started showing those rookie mistakes, but there's so much about him that looks great, and he didn't really even have a full offseason or a training camp to really get in there and throw with the ones and be the guy for a little bit. So how could we go in there at six knowing we have all these holes that we need to fill? Offensive lineman, corner, wide receiver. I don't think a wide receiver is candy, Ike, but a wide receiver
is
something that we need. If we can get Chase or Devontae Smith, come on. We need to get him a true one.
I am hearing a theme from the callers.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to do with, no, Jalen Hurts is the guy. I want him to be the quarterback. It's the, but we need wide receivers. We need cornerbacks. They want other things.
Yeah, and listen, the wide receiver is candy. I don't care what anyone says. It is candy. And I understand it. I like candy as well. I do. And when we get in the season, I'm looking for that playmaker, and I want that go-to guy like everyone else does. But how many freaking receivers are we going to draft?
Yeah, they drafted a few over the last couple of years.
My goodness, man.
Mm.
I mean, if that's the case, if we're not going to draft the quarterback, then take an offensive lineman or a corner.
Yeah.
I like Patrick Surtain.
When we're talking about rebuilding the Eagles, right? Like, we're going back to square one. What? Why the hell would you take a wide receiver number six overall?
That's what I'm saying.
It's like taking Saquon two overall.
Well, if he's a special player,
what's the point? Like, you're not a receiver away. If you need to rebuild the team, why would you get a receiver at six overall?
I agree, Jack. And I'm not telling people that these guys aren't good players. And I'm not telling you that the Eagles should draft a quarterback. What I'm saying is, if you love the quarterback, take him. If you see someone that's clearly an upgrade over Jalen Hurts. But secondly, a wide receiver is down on my list of priorities right now. Just is. Hell, I would take Micah Parsons before I would take a wide receiver. Because I think Micah Parsons can have just as much of an impact, if not more, than a wide receiver from the standpoint of he could be a game-wrecking player on that side of the football if he's used correctly. He doesn't need to have a ball thrown to him every down or every time. He can go get the quarterback. He can cover somebody. Like, I'm not saying he's at the top of my list, but I take him over a wide receiver right now. We got enough wide receivers. Let me see Rager. Let me see Fogum. Let me see Hightower. Let me see Quez Watkins.
You sure?
By the way, there's some updates here on Tiger Woods. There's CNN's reporting the accident. The injuries are moderate to critical. I just lost this. I don't know if you saw it in there, Jack. But the his agent put out a statement.
I saw it.
Yeah, he said Tiger was in a single car accident this morning in California where he suffered multiple leg injuries. He's currently in surgery, and we thank you for privacy and support.
Man.
Yeah.
And the car is there's now a helicopter over where the accident was and where the car is, and it flipped over.
Yeah.
So Tiger Woods this morning, 7:12 local time in California, involved in an accident where he had to be extracted with the jaws of life. He is currently in surgery and leg injuries, and it's moderate to severe. The injuries. Good news, Ike. It seems like he's going to be okay.
Like, yeah, he didn't say life-threatening injuries. Right. And
seems like he's broken bones.
It seems like something going on there, and you hope that's the worst of it. Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, golf career aside.
Yeah,
his
and then you certainly hope he's not paralyzed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the latest. We'll keep you updated. And just watching this weekend where they were talking about the back injury and everything else.
And then you pray that nothing contributed to that accident, that –
yes.
Some sort of drug or whatever.
Well, that was the first thing. That's the first thing that you think. And then you see the time, and it's like, all right, well, if it was at midnight or 12:30, you'd be thinking like, all right, was he out somewhere doing something? 7:12 a.m. But you never know, I guess.
No, you don't. You don't. You don't know if he got spooked by a deer or something and swerved off the road. Where is he going that time in the morning? Is he coming from the driving range?
Could he be going to get coffee? Yeah. Could he be going to work out with a trainer?
Know. Yeah, I don't think he's going to get coffee. Tiger Woods?
No.
Where the hell is he going to get coffee at?
Isn't there a Wawa out there?
Isn't he have a Wawa in his house? The hell?
All right.
Tiger's drinking that rich coffee.
A donut? He's going out to get a donut somewhere? Bacon, egg, and cheese?
I'm trying to figure out why the hell is he driving.
But I would want to drive even if I was that rich.
Yeah, and especially if you're going to who knows if he's going to a golf range or a workout area. Who knows?
I would like a driver, but not all the time, right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
It'd be nice if I could get somebody to drive me to work and home. Jack, you know anybody that would work for very cheap or free?
Andy in Deptford.
All right, Andy, 215-592-9494. Chuck from Mount Airy maybe could assist us in that? No, probably not. Coming up on the other side, we'll get back.
You got Chuck riding you around everywhere, You enjoy that one.
All right, back into the conversation next. Did Jalen Hurts prove enough to you last season to where you're not going to take a quarterback at six? We'll get back into it next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. I'm John Marks. He is Ike Reese, and we will keep you updated on everything that's going on with Tiger Woods here. As just came out here in the last half hour or so that he was involved in a single car accident. It was a rollover crash in Southern California. He was extracted from the vehicle with the jaws of life. He is undergoing surgery as we speak with multiple leg injuries. So that's the latest, and we just hope that. Like you said, it seems like he's going to be okay. Now it's a matter of We hope he's not paralyzed. We hope that the injuries can be repaired and he can, you know, he can be okay with it. So we'll keep you updated with everything, as there's already a lot of information that's come out here in the last half hour or so. But let's get back to the Eagles, Ike, with the sixth pick in the 2021 draft. The Philadelphia Eagles select, and a lot of people are speculating it will be a quarterback. And that's the conversation, and that's what we're talking about. And that's our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. When you're looking for that diamond engagement ring of her dreams, there's one place to go, the home team. Mark's Jewelers, they're right there in Montgomeryville. Shop local with Mark's Jewelers, and you can check them out online and get more information at mark-jewelers.com. But did Jalen Hurts show you enough last year to where you're not going to take a quarterback at six? And right now it's 54 to 46. 54% saying, yes, Jalen Hurts has shown me enough based on last year to not take a quarterback at six. And most of the phone calls we've gotten, like, have said, don't take a quarterback at six. Mm-hmm. But it just seems like to me that it has little to do with Jalen Hurts and has more to do with, nah, we're going to be bad, take a wide receiver, take this guy, take that guy. Like, I saw enough from Jalen Hurts last year to where I'm curious and I want to see more. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I like what I saw. He's far from a guarantee, and he's far from anything other than I'm curious to see if he has more. I may be thinking differently if you had the second overall pick, right? Because then you're getting the second best quarterback in the draft. But at six, I'm not so sure. You can get one of the best non-quarterbacks in the draft at six. You could trade back with Carolina at eight. You could trade back with another team, get another first or a second round draft pick, and really fill a lot of those needs that you have, right? You need corners, you need wide receivers, you need offensive linemen, you need linebackers. You have needs across the board. I liked enough of what I saw with Jalen Hurts last year to where I'm not going to be reaching for a quarterback at six. A lot of people are agreeing with me, but it's pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know if you would be reaching for a quarterback at six. I think that position is so crucial to getting the right guy and having full confidence in that guy, that if you are wavering and a little bit about the quarterback position, man, you're in trouble. So I say that from the standpoint of either the Eagles had better be all in on Jalen Hurts right now, or they better make sure they do all of their homework to find out about these quarterbacks that are coming out.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And they will. They'll certainly, like, there's no way they're going into this and saying, like, nope, we're not going to look at the quarterbacks.
We all knew that they needed a wide receiver last year. They had an opportunity to break down all these wide receivers last year, and they still came away with Jalen Reagor. Right? So, I mean, that's what happened. We gave them, everybody knew they needed a wideout. Everybody mocked them to take a wideout, except some people had them taking a linebacker, some silliness. But most people knew they needed a wide receiver. I was getting a sense they were taking one, but they still took Jalen Reagor with the wide receiver with the first pick.
Yes, that was the guy that they decided to take over everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
T. Higgins had a great rookie year. Justin Jefferson,
Justin
we know.
Jefferson,
let's not do this. Let's not do this. And we do it every year, you know, back to Danelle Pumphrey.
Right. So, my only thing is the quarterback position, man. Because, see, here's what will happen. Because you miss out on somebody and you, quote, unquote, get stuck with him, now you'll start trying to convince yourself he's the guy. Oh, you know what? He don't look that bad. If you squint, that's Russell Wilson. You squint.
How hard do you have to squint, though, to see him?
I'm just
saying.
That's what you start doing to yourself. We've started doing it with these players on this team. Oh, yeah, he reminds me of T.O. Really?
But I agree with you. But if their evaluation just last year was that we're not going to miss out on the next guy, like, just because maybe he would go a little bit further, we're not going to take that risk.
Yeah.
But your evaluation was last year, you couldn't miss out on him. Now you're going to draft a quarterback at six? That's insane.
Well, Russell Wilson was ready to go year one.
Yep.
That's what Russell Wilson was at. He was the fifth-year senior, just like Jalen Hurts, transferred to another school. Well, Russell, after he graduated from NC State, had the fifth-year eligibility.
Went to Wisconsin.
Where he blew up. It was a third-round pick. came in, immediately impressed his coaches, where he beat out Matt Flynn as a rookie, threw for 26 touchdowns, I believe, or 23 in his rookie year. When we keep saying Russell Wilson,
right?
This is what Russell Wilson did. And when you look at the measurables, a lot of them are the same. So then what is the difference? Russell Wilson was a better passer.
Yeah, the arm talent.
Exactly. It's a better passer. So he's not the next Russell Wilson. Because Russell Wilson showed you Russell Wilson immediately.
Right.
Immediately.
Yeah, I think Jalen Hurts shows you why he was a second-round draft pick last year.
With potential.
Yes.
With potential.
Yep.
My only point is that when you're at the sixth spot, you can't rely. When you're up there, man, you got to figure out, okay, if there's someone up here that I believe is a next-level, top-10 type of quarterback, you get him.
All right, back to the phones. Gary in Eagleville, Pennsylvania. Gary, go ahead. How are you?
Hello, gentlemen.
What's up, Gary?
Fellas, let's not screw this up. We got a lockdown corner from the Crimson Tide, all pro for the next 10 to 12 years. Let's do the right thing. Let's not have Howie think he's the smartest guy in the room. Let's see what Jalen can do. To the other caller's point, we will have a number one next year. And if we find a quarterback that knocks us off our seat, then we could entertain it at that. But honestly, this quarterback carousel has to stop. It has to stop. And although Jalen, you know, didn't look like Tom Brady, he showed enough to intrigue me. Don't we really owe it to him to see what he could do for a full season?
I don't think you owe it to Jalen Hurts to do anything, right? Like you apparently think that he's going to be good. You just said that you're good for the next 10 years. See, I don't know.
No, he's
that.
Talking about with Patrick Surtain, right?
Surtain, the quarterback.
Yeah, the corner.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Hurts
quarterback.
From the Crimson Tide.
He's from Alabama.
Yes. Gotcha.
Yes.
He's the. But, to, you know, like.
By the way, I agree with you, Gary. No, I agree with you on certain.
He's a lock. Now, let me say one last thing before you guys cut me off.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I could get Surtain in as a 10th pick, then I would trade the 6th pick and move back and pick up an extra pick. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I'll bet you dollars to donuts, Surtain's going in the first 5 or 6 picks. Guaranteed.
No.
Yeah, I could see that. Especially if he runs a 4.3. See that.
Okay, so the first five, we'll just say the first five picks.
First six picks.
Okay.
Because I would want the Eagles to take him at 6.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That would make sense. But I'm just like there's going to be 3 quarterbacks that are taken in the first 6 picks,
probably,
right?
Probably, yeah.
At least 3.
Yeah.
Depending on what happens with Trey Lance. If he sneaks up there 4. Sewell probably goes as the – or one of those wide receivers.
Yeah, Chase. I think Chase is starting to look like the first receiver off the board.
That is the current
it's
buzz.
It's starting to look like it, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm with you more like there's probably quarterbacks that are going to be up there. So, Surtain will be available. And if the Eagles didn't take him at 6, I mean, Carolina probably wouldn't take him. But now you have to worry about, does Detroit want him? Does Dallas want him? Like, so, I don't think Surtain gets out of the top 10.
Dallas would take him.
Yeah, I don't think he gets out of the top.
It's three. It's a need for the Cowboys. They need him.
Wow, they would have two Alabama corners. They took Trayvon Diggs last year, who I liked, and Surtain
and he was
on
good.
The other side. Yeah.
And he was good. Now the Panthers at 8 are a logical swap with the Eagles at 6. Just because they need a quarterback. And if one of the top 4 guys is there at least some people think that if they don't get Deshaun Watson, Trey Lance is a guy that they like because the athleticism and the arm, et cetera.
Right.
So, I mean, Howie also may be looking at it and say, if we're not going to take a quarterback, let's get an extra pick.
Yes. Yes.
Let's go to Andy in Deptford. Andy, what's up?
Yo, what's up, my boy, Ike?
What's up, Andy?
How's everything? You guys good?
What's up,
we're good, man. We're good.
Hey, man, prayers to Tiger Woods and his family, I say, going through this tough time. I mean, the GOAT of golfing, for me and so many other people, Tiger made golfing cool.
Oh, no doubt. It's the only reason I started playing, Andy. That's the only reason I started playing.
Yeah, man. So I just hope that, you know, it's not a serious career-ending type injury, and he'll be able to continue playing.
Yeah, and the other thing we all hope, Andy, is that obviously there was nothing else involved. You know, Tiger may be going through a tough time. I just got a text of Tiger. I guess he was on the course today or yesterday with Dwayne Wade.
Okay. Oh, is that right?
Okay. Yeah, hanging out. So you hope that everything is okay with you, man. Personally,
I agree with you. I want to hit on this Levi before I get into the quarterback situation. I couldn't disagree more with that choice. Jason Kelce, good player, but there's weaknesses in his game. He always, when somebody in that A-gap, a big D-tackle lined up in front of him, he always got pushed back. He got bull rushed by them big boys. He always struggled with blocking them big D-tackles. You look at a guy like Brian Westbrook, no weakness in his game. Great running back, could hit the home run, could run in between the tackles, ran great routes, could catch like a wide receiver, and one of the most underrated aspects from the linebackers that outweighed him by 50, 60 pounds, and he would step up and he would give five time with no problem. I think it's, and he came from Villanova, a D1 AA school. I think we overrate Kelce because he wears the Kelly green and he wore that stupid ass mummer's costume. But to me, Kelce had a lot more so-so or off years than he had on years in Eagles uniform compared to Westbrook. Westbrook never had an off year with us.
Wow. Damn, Andy.
I agree with Andy.
Man, you killed Jason Kelce, man.
I'm just saying, for a guy at his position, he always struggled blocking the big D tackles. You can't discredit that.
No, I agree with you there, but I forget the exact title of this category. It's underrated.
Draft steal.
Yeah, draft steal, yeah. And I guess I kind of look at that as Westbrook had more talent than Jason Kelce. Westbrook should have been drafted higher. Like, Kelce was probably drafted where he should have been drafted based on his college credentials. Westbrook was the Walter Payton Player of the Year, which is equivalent to the Heisman for the 1AA trophy, I believe. Westbrook also, I believe, when he left school, was the all-time total yardage guy. So I believe Westbrook was drafted too late just based on his ability. I think when Kelce got drafted, this guy was a linebacker at first, and he made him a center. I don't know if much was expected of Jason Kelce.
If you go that route, I'd go Trent Cole, fifth-round pick, over Kelce. I mean, he was way more productive in the Eagles uniform than Kelce. I mean, what's he, third all-time Eagles sacks?
Second, I believe.
Second? I mean, yeah. It's a fifth-round pick. So, I mean, that's just my opinion.
And you know what it is, Andy? I think because he's offensive line.
Yeah.
There, you don't have, like, with Trent Cole, there's stats.
Yeah.
There's sacks, there's tackles, et cetera. Right. Right, with Kelce, there is he's a center, right? So it's certainly the most as far as drafting, the centers are the ones that they get the least amount of credibility, or for like centers aren't normally drafted in the first round.
Also, I think there was children voting on this, because if we're being serious, like, Ryan Howard was a fifth round pick in 2001. Who's better, Ryan Howard or Jason Kelce?
Oh, come on, man!
Well, I know, like,
he wasn't nominated.
It just screams like recency bias with Kelce. I understand,
yes.
like what he's
yes.
done recently.
Yes, a lot of it is that I just try to defend him. That's all.
I mean, I get it. It's fine.
Why weren't you nominating him, Jack? I never thought
I would have to defend Jason Kelce. I thought he was beloved by everyone.
He is. Well,
he's obviously not.
He is beloved by everyone. It's just like
Ryan
Howard's an all-time Phillies great as a fifth-round pick. You know,
like, yes.
Kelsey's also that, but Howard's a better player. Similar round, you know?
And I would even say Trent Cole is a fifth-round pick, should have been in that category.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, he's the number two all-time sack guy here.
I agree. It's more like, why is Embiid, he's not a draft steal. He's a third pick in the draft.
Exactly.
Like, I think it's some flawed people that were
But who went ahead of him?
I don't even know who went ahead.
Jabari.
Oh, yeah.
Jabari Parker and Wiggins. And then Exum went right after him. And I still remember people saying, well, you should have taken Dante Exum. He's at least ready to play. Right?
Meanwhile, he's been hurt more than Embiid.
Yeah, real. No, I mean, think about that. Yeah. Wiggins has been a disappointment.
Yeah.
Parker has been a disappointment.
He's been hurt more than Embiid.
Exum's barely an NBA player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's closer to not being an NBA player than being with being, you know, a fourth overall pick.
I agree.
So I think that's why he got involved. But you're right. As far as Trent Coles, Ryan Howard.
Yeah, I mean, listen, You threw Jason Kelce in there. I'm surprised he beat out Nick Foles. It's the only category I think Nick Foles lost.
Oh, because people realize he wasn't a draft steal.
No, but you said it, Jack. It's recency bias. It's the Mummers costume parade.
Well, to his credit, he was a draft steal, right? I mean,
yes, he was.
Sixth round pick turning into that. I understand. I just wish there was better candidates around him, you know?
I got what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where does he rank on your all-time center list for the Eagles?
Fraley. I got Fraley ahead of him.
No. Number two.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Yeah, number two, Chuck Bednarik one.
Damn right you better go Chuck Bednarik one.
Well, I didn't know if Jack didn't like Bednarik.
Well, he didn't even know Chuck Bednarik was the center.
Yeah, I thought he was a linebacker.
Yes, he was both.
I knew that's what he was thinking, linebacker with Chuck Bednarik.
Well, listen, Iron Man.
Yeah.
He played both ways,
he
yes.
He did. He played both ways. He did.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Tim. Tim's in Quakertown. Tim, how are you?
I'm going to have Jamal Jackson guys. Number two. Jamal.
Johnny Marks, I agree. Man, you guys are killing me.
What's wrong,
Tim? I don't want this team to draft a quarterback, kid. I'm not real high on Justin Fields. I mean, I watch Big Ten football, Penn State. You know, I mean, see Big Ten football. He's not a guy, dude. Look, give this kid a chance. You gave him four games. You're talking about Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson went to a training camp. Russell Wilson also had a better coach, okay? Peterson's plays the last couple of years were horrible. Okay, they run the ball.
Was Nick Sirianni gonna be better? Here's the other thing.
I am hoping, Ike, that they run the damn ball. I mean, that's all we got. Run the ball. How do you run this quarterback option thing if you don't run the ball? I wouldn't play the run at all on this team. You know, Doug's going to drop back and throw the ball. So get a Sirianni a chance. I mean, I watched Jalen Hurts play at Oklahoma on TV, okay? He's a good kid. He's a good player. You got to give him a chance. Don't go draft another guy. And we have so many holes. Ike, I know you hate this. We need a number one receiver. We blew it last year. We didn't get the right guy last year. We got a bunch of midgets on this team. Get somebody that's a little bit bigger, okay? Come on. Every time I hear, I love you guys, but you're killing me, okay? Really, you're just killing me with this.
Yeah.
Well,
most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
Thank you, Tim.
Listen, here's the thing, Tim. I don't think John or myself is saying the Eagles have to take a quarterback at six. I'm more or less open to the idea. John is more or less does not want to take a quarterback, but I'm at least open to the idea. No one is saying they have to take a quarterback. But I wouldn't close my eyes and say, you know what, I'm absolutely not taking a quarterback this year. I mean, the best examples I can give, I've given a couple of them, but I just give you the most recent one. And I think it's a great example because even I fall in the category of being wrong about the kid. Justin Herbert. You mean to tell me if Justin Herbert is sitting there at six, you wouldn't take Justin Herbert?
You imagine being a team that passed on him?
Right!
You imagine being the Dolphins?
Yeah, you think Miami isn't kicking themselves for not taking Justin Herbert?
Yep.
And that's all I'm saying. I don't want to be in that category. But if you're close-minded to the idea, you're going to miss out on the kid. He'll be sitting right there in your face, and you won't take him.
Well, we're still waiting, and we do have somebody that might make this case coming up here. But I haven't heard anybody say that – here's the reason why I like it. Jalen Hurts showed me enough. I don't want to take another quarterback. It's, well, we need a wide receiver. Well, we need a lineman. Well, we need this. We want that. And we need that. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Jalen Hurts showed me that he's going to be their franchise quarterback going forward. I didn't see that. I don't know. He's got potential. Mm-hmm. I like him a lot. I'm interested to see.
I think in a nutshell, we would both be okay if Jalen Hurts was a starting quarterback this year. And you decide you want to get behind him and see what he has. But here's the other thing. They're probably going to bring in a guy like Tyrod Taylor or what have you. You think Tyrod Taylor wants to come here and sit on the bench? He knows the offensive coordinator's offense. That's why people think they're going to bring him in, because there's direct ties to the coaching staff here.
Yeah.
So people think Tyrod Taylor would be a great backup slash
he'd be a good mentor
for Jalen Hurts, who, by the way, that's who I actually compare Jalen Hurts' game to.
Tyrod Taylor.
And that's not a shot at Jalen Hurts. I think Tyrod Taylor is a capable quarterback in this league.
Sure.
I just don't think he's a special quarterback
he's limited.
In this league. Yes.
He's limited in what he can do. But, I mean, he's had some success in this league. Yeah. He's made a lot of money.
Yep.
Sorry, Rod Tiller. I mean,
I just think this whole idea of like, oh, well, just give Hurts a year and see what you have. Like, but you're not committed to him anyway. Like, you're not committed to – you're just saying, hey.
You're saying you're not committed to him.
Right,
yet.
Like, at least it's – if there's a guy at six that you believe is better than Jalen Hurts, you can't just pass on just because maybe next year will prove that Hurts is not the guy.
Yeah.
I think that's bad process.
215-592-9494. It's bad process, the same process that you picked Jalen Hurts and you couldn't pass him up.
That, too, was bad process. Right. A lot of bad processes, but doesn't mean he can't just do a new process.
So you're continuing the bad process. The guy you couldn't pass up in the second round, which, by the way, set this whole thing in motion with Carson Wentz.
Oh, then there's that.
Now you're going to draft a quarterback.
Yeah, when you throw that part in there.
215-592-9494.
Like, we did all this for what?
Yeah, by the way, you better think this guy's your starting quarterback. The mess that you freaking made with this. Marks and Reese on the other side. Doug Peterson's son was on the morning show this morning. He describes what Doug was like and after his meeting with Jeffrey Lurie. And he was asked this morning by Angelo how the Peterson family feels about Carson Wentz. Wait till you hear this. I can't wait for this. This is coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.